Przykładowy arkusz egzaminacyjny z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Yesterday, I saw an absolutely fantastic play.
What was it called, John?
Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare.
Do you seriously mean to say that Romeo and Juliet is great? I think it's stupid and irritating. What is so good about it?
For me, it's one of the greatest love stories I have ever read.
You must be joking. I would never go to the theatre to see a play like that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Yesterday, I saw an absolutely fantastic play.
What was it called, John?
Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare.
Do you seriously mean to say that Romeo and Juliet is great? I think it's stupid and irritating. What is so good about it?
For me, it's one of the greatest love stories I have ever read.
You must be joking. I would never go to the theatre to see a play like that.
Tekst drugi.
Have you read the story I gave you, Peter?
I'm afraid I haven't, Mrs. Dobson.
Again?
I'm really sorry,
Don't tell me that you had no time. You had the same excuse last time.
I do apologize, but I really...
You are always apologizing, but never do anything. It's high time to tell your parents about how little you work. I'll call them after the lesson.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you read the story I gave you, Peter?
I'm afraid I haven't, Mrs. Dobson.
Again?
I'm really sorry,
Don't tell me that you had no time. You had the same excuse last time.
I do apologize, but I really...
You are always apologizing, but never do anything. It's high time to tell your parents about how little you work. I'll call them after the lesson.
Tekst trzeci.
How long are you staying in London?
I've arranged to stay till the end of my holidays.
You mean the end of August?
No, I have just passed my exams, so I'm a university student now. Remember? I'm going to study marine biology. The academic year starts in October for me now.
Lucky you. I have to be back at school on the 1st of September. But just one more year and my holidays will be longer too.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
How long are you staying in London?
I've arranged to stay till the end of my holidays.
You mean the end of August?
No, I have just passed my exams, so I'm a university student now. Remember? I'm going to study marine biology. The academic year starts in October for me now.
Lucky you. I have to be back at school on the 1st of September. But just one more year and my holidays will be longer too.
Tekst czwarty.
What have you been doing all morning, Tom?
Well, nothing special. Just skiing and snowboarding.
Do you have some special equipment for these two sports? It's quite expensive.
Not really. Just a pair of really good skis, but I never go alone. At first, I usually ski and my dad snowboards. And then, when my dad is tired, he goes to have a cup of coffee, and I have a chance to practice some snowboarding.
Are you good at it?
It's hard to say. I'm only a beginner.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What have you been doing all morning, Tom?
Well, nothing special. Just skiing and snowboarding.
Do you have some special equipment for these two sports? It's quite expensive.
Not really. Just a pair of really good skis, but I never go alone. At first, I usually ski and my dad snowboards. And then, when my dad is tired, he goes to have a cup of coffee, and I have a chance to practice some snowboarding.
Are you good at it?
It's hard to say. I'm only a beginner.
Tekst piąty.
Can I have 2 chicken sandwiches, please?
Anything else?
Yes, an orange juice, please. How much is that altogether?
The chicken sandwiches are £1.50 each, so that's £3, and the orange juice £2.50. That's £5.50 altogether.
Sorry, I have only got £5, so I'll take 1 chicken sandwich instead of 2.
That's £4 altogether then, please.
Here you are.
And here's £1 change for you.
Thank you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Can I have 2 chicken sandwiches, please?
Anything else?
Yes, an orange juice, please. How much is that altogether?
The chicken sandwiches are £1.50 each, so that's £3, and the orange juice £2.50. That's £5.50 altogether.
Sorry, I have only got £5. So I'll take 1 chicken sandwich instead of 2.
That's £4 altogether then, please.
Here you are.
And here's £1 change for you.
Thank you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
In our school dining room, we've got some new cutlery and trays. Everything is a different color. The trays are blue, the forks are red, the knives are yellow, and the spoons are green. The cups and plates are white. We should treat these things with care because they were really expensive. They cost thousands of pounds.
Wypowiedź druga.
Last week I met a really amazing guy. He's much older than me, but I admire him a lot. You know, it's not a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, but rather a student-teacher one. In fact, he's one of my parents' colleagues and a professor at our local university. I am able to learn a lot from him. We both love novels by Dostoevsky, and have many heated discussions about his prose.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
We are on the trip, at last. Having great fun, but also learning a lot, as it's a kind of field trip. Yesterday, we visited a medieval castle, and the guide told us a really scary story about the ghosts which have haunted the place for centuries. Then, our history teacher gave us some funny puzzles about the Middle Ages to solve. A rare combination of good fun and studying.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I attend some extracurriculum activities, and I must say that they are absolutely outstanding. I learn how lots of different machines work, but it's not just theoretical stuff. I also get lots of practical experience, and therefore understand things better. I love being an active participant instead of a passive learner. When I just simply hear things, I easily forget them. When I see them, I try to remember. But when I have a possibility to actually do things, I finally understand them.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
In our school dining room, we've got some new cutlery and trays. Everything is a different color. The trays are blue, the forks are red, the knives are yellow, and the spoons are green. The cups and plates are white. We should treat these things with care because they were really expensive. They cost thousands of pounds.
Wypowiedź druga.
Last week I met a really amazing guy. He's much older than me, but I admire him a lot. You know, it's not a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, but rather a student-teacher one. In fact, he's one of my parents' colleagues and a professor at our local university. I am able to learn a lot from him. We both love novels by Dostoevsky and have many heated discussions about his prose.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
We are on the trip, at last, having great fun but also learning a lot, as it's a kind of field trip. Yesterday, we visited a medieval castle and the guide told us a really scary story about the ghosts which have haunted the place for centuries. Then, our history teacher gave us some funny puzzles about the Middle Ages to solve. A rare combination of good fun and studying.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I attend some extracurriculum activities, and I must say that they are absolutely outstanding. I learn how lots of different machines work, but it's not just theoretical stuff. I also get lots of practical experience, and therefore understand things better. I love being an active participant instead of a passive learner. When I just simply hear things, I easily forget them. When I see them, I try to remember. But when I have a possibility to actually do things, I finally understand them.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Your friends plus lots of paintballs. At Hamburger Hill Paintball Park, we understand the meaning of the word fun. Play paintball games like Capture the Flag, or simply cover your friends in paintballs. Why not get one of our all-day passes for a group of 8 or more? Students and seniors get 10% off on Saturday mornings before noon. If you book your adventure 2 weeks in advance, we'll knock 20% off. Family discounts available on request for a minimum of 2 adults and a maximum of 6 children. All special offers are limited to 1 discount per group. Sorry, but discounts cannot be combined.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Your friends plus lots of paintballs. At Hamburger Hill Paintball Park, we understand the meaning of the word fun. Play paintball games like capture the flag or simply cover your friends in paintballs. Why not get one of our all-day passes for a group of 8 or more? Students and seniors get 10% off on Saturday mornings before noon. If you book your adventure 2 weeks in advance, we'll knock 20% off. Family discounts available on request for a minimum of 2 adults and a maximum of 6 children. All special offers are limited to 1 discount per group. Sorry, but discounts cannot be combined.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Do you like your new classmate?
Wypowiedź druga.
Who operated on your granny?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Do you know Poland well?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
What was he doing when his mum came in?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Do you like your new classmate?
Wypowiedź druga.
Who operated on your granny?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Do you know Poland well?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
What was he doing when his mum came in?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.